Welcome to the Uncommon Career Podcast, helping you to find God's calling for your career and to land a fulfilling, well-paid, and impactful position. Join me each week for practical guidance, career motivation, and biblical insight based on Christian values. Hi, friends. Welcome back. In this episode, we're going to talk about how to change your life without getting overwhelmed. I bring this up because so often people have asked me, hey, you've made so many changes in your life, especially people who know me from when I was really young, either when I was a child going through crazy stuff or in my teen years where I was just bitter and angry and on drugs and doing everything under the sun that you're not supposed to be doing, or in my 20s where I made a lot of mistakes, lived with someone, had all kinds of stuff in my life that was just, again, shouldn't have been there. And my life has changed drastically. Of course, Jesus is the number one reason, the number one thing that happened in my life. But there's other pieces to these changes, and I've been asked about them so many times. And I've been asked about them so many times that I thought, you know what, let me share this with you, and maybe you'll get something out of it too. So a couple of the changes that I've made in my life are, number one, major career leaps of faith, career transitions, moving from about 40K to about 80K, turning down some really good offers, reaching my six-figure offer, letting go of that, going into business. So all these career transitions can be really difficult, really scary. They really call us to challenge ourselves and to stretch ourselves, because there is no reward without risk. And the amount of reward is usually correlated with the amount of risk. And so we'll talk about that a little bit. The other change that I've made in my life is just an overall new lifestyle in Christ. If you're someone who just came to Christ, you might realize, you know, there's a bunch of things in my life that I need to change. And I'll give you an example. When I came to Christ, I was living with someone. When I came to Christ, I was smoking weed. When I came to Christ, I was bitter, angry, full of unforgiveness, had extremely negative and destructive thoughts about my mother, basically. And I had these negative relationships. I was very controlling, very manipulative. I mean, everything awful under the sun, you probably can tag me with that emotion or with that behavior. Since I gave my life to Christ, He's really walked me through so many different stages, each one sort of maturing me in Christ, and I'm by no means a mature Christian. I think that's a title to, I guess, aspire to all the way until we reach Christ. But there have been some major changes in my life, and I want to talk to you about how you can make those in your life too. The biggest change is not the outward change, because the outward change are the career transitions, the new lifestyle in Christ, you know, having met an amazing husband and having a great marriage, like all of these things. Obviously, I've got some issues, and I've got, you know, we've got our past and we've got, you know, our own things that we're struggling with, just like any human. But with the things that I have overcome, the biggest factor has been a mindset. And this is a mindset of, I'm going to believe you, God, at your word, and I'm going to do things according to your word, not according to my thinking. Because most often when I made decisions on my own with my own thinking, it has come out so bad. I mean, I've got horror story after horror story of what has happened when I thought that I was wise enough to live my own life. And so in Proverbs, it says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord. So basically being in awe of God, worshiping God, recognizing that His thoughts are higher than our thoughts, even when they don't make sense to us in that moment, that is the beginning of wisdom. And that's really how God has carried me, because I am not the one who carried myself through this. God Himself carried me through it. Now, as far as how these changes happen, the practical pieces of the change, it has a lot to do with building an environment for yourself in which you can spend time with God. It also has to do with keeping yourself accountable for that mindset. Now, in certain moments, God sent some absolute angels into my life, and I'm so grateful for them. And sometimes you may not think of them as angels. So one of them was a dear friend Her name is Jenny. And so if you know me, if you know Jenny, you know our relationship. When we met, we were both like one foot in the world, one foot in the church. And for whatever reason, the Lord said, hey, I want you two to live together. He told me that when I was seeking him, I kind of got this God nudge. He told her that as well. And the first reaction for both of us was like, oh, heck no. Like we loved each other as friends and we hung out, but we always had this bit of like, I don't know if it's like a frenemy, a competition, a rivalry, like a, I don't know what it was. I think it's sort of like I admired her so much that I was like, okay, but I'm also trying to, you know, be better in my life. And so this admiration maybe turned to competition. I don't know, but we would always bump heads. But lo and behold, I look back on my life and she was one of those people that was a complete godsend because when we moved in together, we had all of these really difficult conversations that normally I would just avoid. But because we lived together, there was no avoiding it. And because we both wanted to do as best as we could as baby Christians, the will of God, like we would actually come back to the middle, we'd come to our living room and just sort of cry out this really hurt conversation of, oh, well, you said this and it made me feel like this. Maybe it's because I grew up this way. Well, when you said this, I mean, we just had all these conversations where we hashed things out. And all of it had to do with, again, this mindset of, God, you know better than I do. I don't want to go talk to her, but you know better. And your word says to reconcile. So I'm going to drag my butt into the living room. I'm going to tell her no matter how hard it is, even if my face is some ugly cry face, like I'm going to do what your word says I'm going to do. Same thing with the career transition. There was decisions where God said, hey, I need you to quit your job. And I'm like, no, but eventually I did what he told me. I quit my job, but that meant that I didn't have anything else left. And I'm like, God, I'm hanging on a thread again. I don't have money to pay my rent. I don't have money to pay my car. I don't have money to buy groceries or really do anything else. And so I don't understand, but I do feel strongly that you have told me to quit my job. And so that's what I did. But because I believed in him, because I looked at his word and my mindset was constantly his word is greater than mine or his thoughts are greater than mine and what he says goes and he is God and I am not. And so with that mindset, I did it and he took care of me. And so he taught me that he is faithful. And when he tells me to do something, all I need to do is walk in obedience and trust him to take care of the rest. But whether it's a career transition or a new lifestyle or whatever it might be, you know, we always get in our head around how are we going to make this happen? So if we feel like there's this moment, this decision, whether or not to be obedient, the decision in our mind is a decision of what can I do to control my circumstances once I make this decision? If I quit my job, what can I do to control my circumstances so that I have another job? And yes, of course, that is wisdom. You need to have an income to feed your family or to pay your mortgage, to pay your rent, to pay your car, whatever the case might be. But there are those moments where God speaks to us. And so we are finding wise counsel and walking in that mindset that God knows better than we do. And a lot of times when we make those decisions, we're not thinking between survival and listening to God. We're usually thinking between comfort and listening to God. We're usually making decisions in the way of, well, if I tithe, then I won't have extra spend money for the month. Or if I tithe, then I won't be able to pay for this more expensive phone, but I need this more expensive phone. And sometimes I myself am like, do I really need this phone? But I don't want to admit to myself that I don't. So this is where that mindset comes back again, where it's like, you are God and I am not. Your word is true and your thoughts are higher than my thoughts. But how do you go through and make these decisions when you're a baby Christian like I was once? When you maybe don't know what to expect? What if God tells you to take a career leap of faith? I want to place you in this position, but you feel scared. And I know that feeling because you're like, am I really going to get hired? What if I don't get hired? What if I start applying and my boss doesn't know that I'm applying and they catch wind of it and then they let me go because they think I'm not loyal? But your loyalty, my friend, is to God and God alone. And the reality is that everyone's replaceable. So it would be unreasonable of your manager or your employer to say, hey, I heard that you were looking and so you're now fired. I know it happens, but it is unreasonable because for them, you are 100% replaceable. And that's not to be mean or to be crass. It's just a reality. For every company, everyone is replaceable. And so if we are replaceable as parts of a larger company, then we also should look out for what we are meant to do with our life, as opposed to holding loyalty to a company and being there past the season where you actually need to be. But again, same thing as with the lifestyle, with the mindset, when it comes to a career transition, how do you take on that career transition or change your lifestyle? How do you basically change your life without getting overwhelmed? And this is what I would recommend. There's always been someone in my life, either that's a godsend or most recently with the business, that is someone that is, yes, a godsend because I prayed about it, but also someone that I have hired to help me through the process. Someone that knows what I am going to be going through mentally, spiritually, what I'm going to be going through in terms of the logistics. You know, I'm starting a coaching business. So I hired a coach that coaches coaches. I hired a coach that knows the process and I became a part of their program. And through that, I got to see stories of other coaches. I got to see how to build this business. I got to see, you know, other people go through the different stages and mindset that I was about to go through. So now I'm braced for it. And I also can interact with other folks in the same season. So when I'm not feeling too confident, other people can encourage me. And when I'm wondering, does this really happen? I can see other people's successes and be encouraged and motivated by them as well. So coaching is one of those things that I really recommend to anybody. As someone, I've been coached by four or five people now. And that's in addition to the mentoring by absolute angels that God has placed in my life. And the difference, just so you know, between a mentor and a coach is that a mentor is there to help guide you and cheer you on and give you wisdom, versus a coach is someone who is specifically hired with a specific set of expertise for the journey that you're about to take. And so they're not only going to encourage you and give you some of that mentoring, but they're also going to, if done correctly, they're also going to have a structured process that you can follow so that you're not overwhelmed and you're not stressed, because it is the coach's job to design the process for you so that you just walk through it. And so it's kind of like a done with you as opposed to a DIY, which is a do it yourself, or a done for you, which really means that someone else created your resume, someone else knows everything about your experience, and you haven't had that opportunity to process who you are as a professional and to learn to speak about yourself confidently from the inside out, as opposed to from a script or from a resume that was written for you. As you go higher and higher in the career chain, eventually what's going to happen is you have this resume that's beautifully worded and that, you know, really makes you shine. But then you get into the interview and what you have on paper, this beautiful resume that you had a resume writer do, doesn't reflect the way you're able to communicate yourself in the interview. And what you want is a seamless experience where everything you do comes out of you, where it's internalized, and now you can sort of market yourself in any format. And at the same time, no matter what question comes up, you're speaking from a place of knowing your work, knowing who you are, and not from a place of either rehearsal or getting the resume down or regurgitating what someone else has said that you've done. So this is where I think, you know, a done with you in terms of coaching is better than a done for you in terms of, like, let's say, for example, getting a resume writer. So if you're getting coached for the interview it's probably best to get coached overall. So your entire package is one seamless experience for the employer. And that's what's going to build trust, that you are consistent from start to finish, that they get to see you and not the person you worked with. In this case, the resume writer, or maybe just one interview coach, but you don't have coaching around the entire process. Now, if you were to go with a new lifestyle in Christ, it's the same thing, really. So the coach is going to help you. And this could be, you know, potentially a mentor. It could be a coach. It could be a membership program. There's so many different ways of doing this. But the point is, get structured, helpful, wise support around you that's going to balance the challenge, the progress, and the encouragement. So to paint a little picture of what this looks like, I'll talk to you a little bit about coaching, mainly because that's what I do. And so I have more insight on that side. But in this relationship, in this coaching relationship, the beauty is that the focus is on you, your thoughts, your life, your progress, your process. And as a coach, my job is to get a real sense of who you are as a person based off what you share with me, and then identify what any perceptions are that maybe aren't aligned with the actions. So for example, if you say something like, oh, I really want to, work in the publishing industry, but you're not actually applying to any publishing jobs, then I might step in and say, you know, I think you're applying to a lot of great jobs, but is there a reason why you're not applying to publishing positions? And so as a coach, I help to challenge some of those perceptions with a heavy dose of grace, depending on what your needs are. Some people need it straight. Give me no sugar. Just tell me what I need to do and when I'm off track. And I absolutely love those clients too, because sometimes I can just be like, hey, so I'm just going to tell you right now, like, you're applying for no publishing positions, but publishing is your dream. So why not throw some of those in the mix? And so depending on your style, that's how I adapt to you. As a coach, I also support your goals with resources, activities, accountability, and basically catalysts. My job as a coach is to be a catalyst for action in the direction that you want to go. So for example, if what you want to do is get a job as a manager, and maybe you're going higher level, maybe you're a current manager and you're trying to be like Western regional manager or a sales director, or maybe even a vice president. What I would do then is help you to identify the specific goals. Either it's a long-term vision with some milestones in between, or if you're ready for it, you would have one main goal, and that's just to go after that one position in the next 2 to 3 months and snag one of those VP positions. And then in alignment with those goals, I would help you with the resources, activities, accountability, and of course, the most important, different catalysts along the way. This is in the form of encouragement, in the form of questions, in the form of activities, in the form of challenge and support at the same time, to make sure that you're making as much progress as possible without getting overwhelmed and without feeling stressed. Some examples of the activities that we might do are the obvious ones, right? If we're talking about the career transition, we certainly would get your resume done. So what we do is we work on a master resume together. It's a done with you, because the goal is that you learn to speak about yourself in the same way that I would be creating your resume. And the goal is not that you speak the way I do and use my verbiage, but that I learn to speak the way you do and then use your sort of language, your perspective, to help you to craft this resume in a way that shows confidence, shows impact, shows a compelling story, and just makes a good impression. But again, my goal is never to write your resume for you. My goal is to help you see yourself in the way that the employer should see you. And then together we build this resume so that it is beautiful, but it's also done within 1 to 2 meetings. So every other thought now is no longer on the resume. We need to stop focusing on the resume so we can move on to the activities that make more impact. And as a part of this process, we would engage in building out your career story and building out your professional brand. Now, this is my favorite part. So building out your career story is basically figuring out where you've been, where you are now, and where you want to go, which seems pretty straightforward. But then what we do is we add character to it. We identify what makes you, you, what no other candidate can bring to the table. We identify any potential gaps or questions the employer might have, any hesitations or even red flags. And we craft your story in a way that only you are going to have that story, in a way that shares your character, and in a way that makes most employers decide that you are the person not only that is the most trustworthy, most authentic, and most genuine, but you're also the person that fits perfectly into that position. Now, of course, you're not going to fit perfectly into every single position. That is not what I do. It's not a magic wand. But the goal instead is to find that right fit position at that right fit company and then go charging after it. And we learn to target our companies on a more personal human basis, as opposed to throwing hundreds of resumes at the online job boards where no one really cares about you as a person until you get past the resume. But I actually flip the script, and instead what we do is we focus on creating your brand, creating your story, creating your resume, your LinkedIn, and your materials. All of that we do together through coaching sessions. And then what we do is we hop into building relationships, and I show you and I help you with regards to mindset and any thoughts, perceptions, but also with the logistical aspects, the templates, what to say, how to say it, how many people to reach out to, all that good stuff. We go into networking. And networking and doing the right things and saying the right things during the networking process is what leads you to get offers for jobs that are not even posted. This is how I got one of the offers that unfortunately I turned down, but it was a great position with the federal government. They wanted me to be in organizational development, but I didn't even apply for that. They called me and said, hey, I know someone who said you would be a good fit for this position and I'd like to offer it to you, but it hasn't been posted yet. That happens every single day. And in fact, most job opportunities happen through referrals, so much so that companies will actually pay their employees if their referral gets sent in, if their referral gets hired. So this is part of the beauty of coaching. So yes, if you're going to make a career transition or you're going to head into a new lifestyle or a new journey, absolutely, you can, you know, find a mentor and they can help you. But there's only so much time that a mentor can spend with you. And there's also only so much help that we can expect from a mentor without really wearing them out. But as a coach, I'm actually paid for this. Like, this is my job. This is not only my job, but it's also my calling to spend time with you, to get these things done, to keep you, you know, excited, inspired, encouraged, and making progress every single week, whether it's a career transition or a lifestyle change. Now, the other thing that a coach does is we notice and celebrate your successes, especially the ones that you don't notice. Sometimes there are little shifts in mindset when we recognize, hey, you're moving a lot faster on this and you're speaking about yourself in a much different way. And being able to recognize the way you as a person, the way you are changing, it is the best gift and the best moments to celebrate. Because something like, oh, I got an interview. Of course, I'm going to celebrate that. Of course, that's exciting. But to me, and I know this for you too, because every client I've had, yes, we get excited about the resume. But what we get most excited about are these breakthroughs in our thought process, in our mindset, when we realize that something that has been holding us back is no longer going to hold us back. And all that does, you know, when you play a video game, and this is going to take me back to like Nintendo days, okay? So if you remember Nintendo or Super Nintendo or Genesis, you know when you're playing a video game and it's usually like a racing game and there's this little track, this little spot that's got the arrows that you know that if you go on that little track, it's going to throw you into a much faster pace in the game and that's how you win, right? Okay, that's what these moments are like. These moments are accelerators when we recognize that your mindset is changing and you're going into a whole new different way of thinking. That's what makes you move even faster through the process. And that's what a coach does. I help to notice and to celebrate those big successes that are often almost unnoticeable. And of course, I also walk alongside you. You know, think about, for example, Throughout the process, there's inevitably going to be some moments where you get rejected from a position, or you just start feeling like, this isn't moving, or you're getting tired, or distractions come in. Maybe you get really busy at the job you're currently at, and you're like, well, how am I? Let me put this on the back burner. Okay, well, that's where I come in. Think about a NASCAR race. The tires on that car, as he's going round and round the track, they start wearing down. And when they start wearing down, they're A, not safe, and B, could be slowing the driver down. And so what happens? The car stops at the station, and you've got an entire team of people who very quickly change the tires, make sure the car is in safe condition, and get them back on the road so that the driver can keep making progress as fast as possible. That's what I do as a coach. I help you with efficiency, with effectiveness. I help you get refreshed and give you motivation in those moments where you just feel like, you know, let me put this on the back burner. Because if you're like me, when you put something on the back burner, that usually means it's at the bottom of the to-do list. And the to-do list is so long that I never really get back to it. So as a coach, when you pay for coaching and we engage in this relationship, it's basically us both committing to you finishing this race. And I'm your maintenance team to make sure that when you need a little bit of motivation, refreshing, in addition to the goal setting, the resources, the done with you resume, LinkedIn, etc., I also help you stay in the game all the way through. Now, the part that I'm personally most excited about, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love doing all the career transition stuff, but what's different about the Uncommon Career and my coaching versus any other career coach is that I add a Christian focus. And specifically, this means talking about that mindset that God knows better, that his thoughts are higher than ours, that he is God and we are not. And it's really teaching us to be obedient to Christ, even in those Monday through Friday career decisions, to be obedient and to trust him for the rest and to give control to him and watch what he does in the process. Now, there's other practices that I do as part of my coaching, and that would include prayer and spiritual disciplines. So for example, prayer throughout your process. You're not just making any career transition to any position at any company that will take you. We're really seeking God for where does he want you? Where are you going to have favor and blessing? And where is your life going to be surrendered? And what position is going to give you the skills and resources and knowledge base necessary so that in the future, you will continue in God's will. And if he calls you to do something specific 10 years from now, because you're obedient in this next position that's coming, you're going to be prepared for the calling he has for you in that season as well. So we do this through prayer. We talk about your motives. So this involves just a very tippy top of the starting point is figuring out what your motives are for making a career transition. What your motives are as you decide which position to go for. And everything should be anchored in Christ. Now, of course, I am your career coach and this is your process. And so ultimately you make all the decisions. I'm not here to judge your motives. I'm not here to be like, well, you need to do blah, blah, blah. Like, no, I am here to help you understand your process and where you believe that God is having you to transition into. I also help with regards to a Christian focus in the career coaching process because I aim to edify and build you up in truth. And so part of my job is to be in prayer for you, to be in devotional for you as well, so that we're in this together and that we, you know, talk about things in the context of scripture and in the context of truth. Because when you want to follow the will of God, especially with your career, it's so easy to separate what you hear on Sunday and what God's word says from your Monday through Friday decisions. And so I help you as we make those decisions in alignment with the word of God. From time to time, we can fast. Of course, we talked about prayer. We talked about scripture. If we want to pray over scriptures, if you want to stand on one accord with scripture, I just bring that ability to have that Christian focus in. We also will, from time to time, talk about what the Holy Spirit reveals. And you really can't do that with a regular coach. Some of the best conversations I've had during the career coaching that I've done are conversations where we're in the middle of talking about the resume, but we start to discuss not just the resume, but also this identity issue, or we start to discuss maybe a fear that's being uncovered by the Holy Spirit through our conversation. And because most often we pray before and after our phone calls, it really helps both me and you as a client to be centered in God's will, to be open to the heeding of the Holy Spirit. And it's been so amazing, so amazing to see how God moves while he's moving you into the position career-wise that he's called you to. He's also moving you spiritually into a whole other level where you see God more clearly and where you just have a stronger conviction and where you have gained this confidence in whose you are first, and you let that dictate the confidence that you have as you go into these career scenarios like networking, applying, you know, negotiating, going into the interview. It's like from the inside out. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. So the point is that whether you've got a new lifestyle you want to implement, whether you want to overcome a mindset, or in my case, whether you want to make a career transition, coaching is one of the best ways to change your life without getting overwhelmed. There's so many parts of the coaching process that add on to what a friend, a mentor, or any supporter could provide, because we have all of these, you know, systems in place, all of these different activities. And the biggest piece, again, is the catalyst. Because as a coach, we focus on being a catalyst to your progress, that's where you're going to see the biggest impact and the biggest change. So at the end of the day, we all have a role in our life, in the life that we lead, the decisions we make, the career positions we take, and the lifestyle changes we implement. And sometimes we need help making those changes to make them faster, to make them better, to make them more efficient, more effective, or just to make them, period. If you're like me, I know that procrastination can literally walk me right into forgetting all about what I'm supposed to do, all about what my next season is. So sometimes we need help making those changes. In the book of James, it talks about the fact that we need to be doers and not just hearers of the word. And so it's like when God gives us a nudge and he tells us, hey, I want you to walk out this career transition or this lifestyle change or change your mindset, we need to be doers. And if we need help doing that, coaching is one of those ways that you can get help and still stay on track with the rest of your life because you're not getting overwhelmed by what you're being called to do. Now, regardless, I encourage you to grab one of the freebies that I have on my website. For example, if you're trying to seek God's will for your calling and your career, I've got an opt-in that'll walk you through 5 steps. It includes a little bit of scripture, and it also just walks you through the process of how to get yourself in that mindset and how to start noticing for those God nudges where he slowly guides you into his will for your career. Now, if you've already decided that you're going to make a career change and you're just kind of overwhelmed as to how that would happen, I do have a checklist where you can hop into there. It's a 2-page checklist where I give you 7 phases and about 30 different strategies you can take to make sure that you have a good handle on your career transition, whether or not you decide to move forward with any kind of coaching or with the membership. And then finally, I also have the Bible-based mindset fix. I absolutely love this mindset fix. Basically, I'm going to make it real simple for you. It is a series of scriptures that are broken up by belief where you can take those belief systems that are difficult to change, those mindsets that are difficult to change, and you apply God's word. And I brought all the scriptures together so that you can choose scriptures within 5-10 minutes and have your Bible mindset war strategy ready to go literally today. Like, you don't have to spend all this time looking through the Bible, although I encourage you to do it. But if that's what's going to stop you from really speaking scripture and speaking truth and speaking the word over your mind, then I've made it really easy for you. I've made it so that you can start speaking the scripture over your belief today. And again, the links to all of those freebies are in the description. All right, my friends, that's all that I have for you. I was super excited to just talk with you today about how to change your life without getting overwhelmed. And if you're interested in coaching, you can always hit me up over at theuncommoncareer.com. But no matter what, I've got those freebies there for you because I think it's just so important that all of us make progress in and towards our calling, regardless of whether or not we get a coach, regardless of whether or not we join a membership. You just got to make progress, and I pray that you do. All right. I love you. I'm praying for you, and I'll see you on the next one. I hope that you're encouraged by this week's episode. In order to continue the work, I need your help. A free, fast, and really easy way to support me and the Uncommon Career Podcast is to rate and review. If you're on Apple Podcasts, you can even do it now while you're listening. You ready? Okay. Grab your phone and head to the Uncommon Career Podcast show page. You're going to scroll down and below the list of episodes, you just tap the 5-star rating. If you have just one more minute, then please also tap write a review and let me and others know which episode or topic impacted you the most. It means the world to me to hear from you, and it also helps others to see that this work is making an impact. Rate and review today and help us move the message forward.